We are learning Mesechtas Erev and Af Ayin Tesam Abayz, and we are beginning the bottom of Ayin Tesam Aleph by the two dots. The Gemara now is going to go explain this Braisa. The Braisa, a lot of moving parts to it. We're going to explain the Braisa. Instead of the Braisa, you have this house in between two houses that are between two chatzeres. So you have this wall of Tevin. So it says each one is allowed to bring into the Kupa because you're not worried it's going to get smaller because you can tell. So it says, a smite that Tevin Masar Tvachim Shnei Masurim. But if you made it smaller than 10 Tvachim, it's awesome. Sorry. But if this wall in this house was 10 tefachim high, it's mutter, it's called a wall. Even though it's in a house, it's called a wall. The afagav, the middle of tikkatuva, even though the ceiling is much higher, it's a 20-foot ceiling. Shema mino, you see from here, mechitza is she'enem gears a tikkah, shema mechitza. You would see from here that a mechitza not reaching the root ceiling is called a mechitza. We had before machlekes about this. Machlekes amarayim, im beis hillam eshamay, if you have a temporary wall, does it have to reach the tikra or not? According to one man the Omar, that Beis Hillel only holds its five different houses if it reaches the tikra. And here you see, it does not reach the tikra. What's going on here? Amabaya, it does reach the tikra. Halko, Abaya, Shlesha, also Chosa, Mashu, Eskidim. Talking about the house, there's only 13 tefachim missing a Mashu. But Tevin Asara, but Tevin is 10 tefachim high, it's within love of the roof, it's called Megias the tikra. It's one terrace. Even if it's only a 10 tefachim high house, you can make it less than this mechitza because you have lavas. The tevin is 7 amashu, and that will be enough to be called a wall. The chapach is less than 3 is klavadami. So where's the pasuk kasha? It said this might me'asara. It said it was 10 tefachim high. Bishul ma'abaya and l'tanim me'asara. What does it mean this might me'asara? It wasn't asara tefachim. So the more matarah asara, lost the shame asara. That's what it means. It got smaller in asara tefachim. So the Gemara Vayta, it said shneim asurim. It said in this brisa that they're both asur. In the case the smite masara, they're both asur. Now it sounds like it happened on Shabbos. Shmami no, diurim habam b'Shabbos asurim. This tells us that diurim habam b'Shabbos is asur, because here. We have here, it was given the hutra. Beginning of Shabbos, you had a wall. They didn't ask each other. Now, they're asking each other. We had a machlokes one after Zayin Aleph. If you say kivun the hutra, if the beginning of Shabbos is mutter, then it's mutter the rest of Shabbos. So here it's a raya that you don't say kivun the hutra. Shabbam no durim abam b'Shabbos asurim. And you don't say kivun the hutra. And if they want to do ma'akra asma, what does it mean? Smayit ma'asara means before Shabbos. So smayit ma'asara, shneim asurim means it happened before Shabbos. That's the way to get out of this question. Zok the Brisa Vayter, I'm explaining the Brisa. It says, Ketzeru Oysa, Noyel is based of Ator Shusha. You have his two houses that are attached to this middle house. And so what now those houses became Oser. And not only that, you can't take from your house to your Chatzah because that house has two Rishuyas holding on to it. So what's the Eitzah? He says, let's say, bias number one, Reuven's house, he gives it away to Shimon and he closes his door and he's not using his house to his Chatzah anymore. Two things. It says, "Kids, why is it noyel space about the Rishusay? Tarti, what are you two things?" Hachakam with Mara says, "Oy noyel spacei, oy mevatel es Rishusay. Either do a bittel or noyel spacei. Now, what does noyel spacei help by itself?" Rashi says, "The goli dait the distalik mahach of haina betula. It's a type of bittel, basically. If I close my door and say I'm locking my door, it's like a bittel. That's what it is. That's a chiddush already. That's called a bittel. But either or, what the Mara says, both the things means either or. It means the same thing. Both. You don't have to do both. You do either or, either." No, it's based on my battle. That's one teretz. Another teretz is v'bayi seima loyelam tarti. Keeping the dosh be also to do it. Avadi, you have to do both. Why? Because since you're gonna make a bittel, you're not like carry anymore from that house into the chotzer. But you're used to it, so you have to do a shmira and close the door. Zog Rashi v'hu adin the sfirle lahay tana b'chom avatir shos to boy lino. This tana holds every single bittel shos. You have to close your door. Why? Because dosh be, you might come ahead and carry. Therefore, this price teaches us for every bittel, you have to do both things. Then it says, who also v'chaverim mutter? It says, he's also v'chaverim mutter. Shkayech, we just said he did bittel. What's the chiddush? Pshita. Lo'tzvichet ha'de idach v'vat alei l'chavrei. They went ahead afterwards, said, you know what, I want to be able to use my chatzer from the house, so let's v'vatel it back. And v'hal kamash v'law, no. Who also v'chaverim? The ain m'vatel m'chayz m'vatel. You cannot do bittel back. You can't do bittel back. We have a form of chalekes, chayz m'vatel. You cannot do a bittel back and forth. You cannot do that. Remember, one of something more forward was a chucha v'tlula. You can't do bittel v'chayz m'vatel. Zog Gemara Vayta. It says, v'chein ato eimer, the end of the Braisa says, v'chein ato v'goyiv shal tevim, shbein shtei tchum v'shabbos. You have this pile of tevim, between two tchum v'shabbos. They're both allowed to eat from the goyiv shal tevim. And we're not worried, I'm taking out of your tchum. Zok the Gemara Pshita, it's Pashit. Like we said it by Chatzeris, which is Issa the Rabbanon, and we weren't worried that you might make it smaller. Here also, we're not worried, I'm taking from your Tchum. What's the Chiddush? What's the difference between Tchum and Erev Chatzeris? So what I said is the Chiddush is that even if you're Rabbi Kiva, Lechuch the Rabbi Kiva, Tchum Tchumim de Araisa. Now the time you would think Ligzor de Mosa Chlufe, Kamash Malon, no. Kamash Malon, no. That you're not worried, you don't make this Gzera. You don't make this Gzera, even though it's a deraisa. That's the chiddush at the end of the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Now the Gemara Mishnah is going to talk. How do you make a shituf? How do you make a shituf? And the Rishonim speak out that when it says how you make a shituf, it's also how you make an Erev Chatzeris. Why did I pick shituf, this Mishnah? We're going to see. This Mishnah says, I can mezakeh a shituf for everyone, even asking them. So the Teretz Shaul says that you would think that that's only fine by Erev Chatzeris, because people live in the same chatza, very close to each other. So, okay, so I can mezakeh to you. But people live on the same mavi already, they're not so close. So maybe zikui wouldn't work, maybe I'll have to ask them. I can't just make them a shituf. Kamash Malon, you even could do it in that case. So ketzav mishtat v'mavu, yimaniach es achav, you take a big barrel of wine, v'omar, or whatever it's in there, v'omar harezu l'chol b'nei mavu, I'm a zaket, I'm being maknet, I am giving it to all the people of b'nei mavu, I'm a zaket l'mai day, b'noi u'bita agdol, I need someone else to be zoichet, I can't give it, I can't just be zaket without having someone kind of for them. So who do you give it to? You give it to your big children. What's big children, we'll talk about in a second, v'ayde avdiv shechaz ha'ivrim, or your Jewish slaves, v'ayde ishte, or your wife. We can't use little children. Not the goyish, non-Jewish avadim, because they're not kinyan. Because their hands like your hand, because the it's not called a schia, because they're yad avdoi ki yad rabbi. Now, what does it mean? Benoi ubita hagdoilim, benoi ubita ktanim. Tosis speaks out. What it means is, if they eat by you or don't eat by you. If they eat on your table, they're called ktanim, even though they're 20 years old. If they don't eat on your table, they're called gedolim, even though they're 12. That's the halacha that it's totally in, according to Tosfos, that's not, like Tosfos speaks out, Omer etam, v'yechadam perekam ha-metzia, gav metzia, loy god l'gol ha-mamish, v'odin ha-cha, v'tzarech le-zoher, shloy liskais erev ha-idei b'noi ha-godol ha-somach l'shachana, d'yodik yad avivu. That's Tosfos speaks out, you should be very careful not to give it to your son, because yodoy ki yad aviv. And, what?
He picks up a metzia, it belongs to his father.
It could be. The only reason maybe it wouldn't is because he has to pick it up for his father. It's a whole different shiloh what the Gemara says there, how it answers that. But Be'etzem, it would be. But the Gemara has another svara there that it could be, it's also a good bite on that a person who picks up, he has das to give it to his father. It could be these days, it's not like that, even by Samach HaShukhana.
As long as you don't have das.
No, but here he's saying it's different verse. Yodik Yad Oviv, when he's keeping in the same Rishos. He's keeping in the same Rishos, so therefore it's harder to do. What he wanted by Metziah, look at the Gemara of the Metziah. There's a different reason for the Metziah there. That the Gemara is talking about Metziah there. The Gemara starts off like that. That a katan means own a shamach shachana. But the Gemara there has another svara there. Why when you pick up Metziah, it's not like that. But like upon him here by Isha also, you have to say this is going quite far. The Yom HaHol, you're allowed to give something to Isha. Amanasha ain someone else Rishos in it. And I think in Allah we paskin that you should not, I don't have to look it up again, you should not use someone from your family, ishtoya, you should give it to someone else. You should try to use someone else, not anyone from the family, because you always run into these problems, yadak, yadav. Balak upon him, what you could do is do schia for them, I did someone else. That's what it says in our Mishnah. Omar Rav Yehuda, chavis shel shetufim evoyis, tzorach lagbia minakarka tefach. A chavis of shetufim evoyis, you have to pick it up a tefach. Now, what does it mean you have to pick it up a tefach? What's the chiddush of that? What is it trying to say? So, it sounds like on Taisis that usually you would say, maybe, that when you make hagbah, you have to pick it up more than three tefachim. Why? Because when it's less than three tefachim, it's lavud. It's lavud. So, if it's lavud, it's not a good hagbah. The chiddush over here is special heter by shetufim evoyis, that a tefach is enough. If you look at Taisis, second to the bottom, Taisis says, Mekan in lechiach hagbah, but sagi with tefach. Shani shetufim evoyis are at bottom. Stupid advice, Rabban. Therefore, we're more makel regarding that. We're more makel. That's enough. Zokta Gmaravai. Toma Rava. Hani Tre Mili. These two things, Savi Pampadusa Menu. The Savi Pampadusa said it, which is Rabbi Yehuda v'Yeshivasai. Vashil Perkamas Hajjan. They're the ones who said this memra. Chada ha, the first thing we said, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Chavash Stupid advice, Sarachim Karka Tafak. That's number one. What's number two? Number two is ha idach a mekadosh im tam al lugmav yotzam lav liyotza. So makes kiddush has to make sure he's toyim of loy lugmav, which means a roiv revius. Tosfos says, "What do you mean both cheeks? One cheek, which means roi revius, you have to drink it, and if not, you're not yoytze." This is halacha psuka, but grada it's a halachas rishonim. If it has to be the same person, there is a tzad rishonim which we pass like not like hatchila, but it works that if two people eat the bloy lugvov together, it's enough. So if an old man makes kiddush, he could give it to someone else to drink, and that works. The chatchila, the mekadesh should drink, but avada yoytze 100% if someone else finishes drinking the bloy lugvov. From the elders of Pumpadisa, which Rashi said as Rav Yehuda and his yeshiva. What is it? You're allowed to make a fire for a woman who gave birth on Shabbos. If she's still a chaya could be 3 days, 7 days, still called a chaya. She's still called the Yeledas. You're allowed to make a fire for her because it's Kuch Nefesh. But we thought, Dafka Lachaya in Lachay Elohim. Only for a chaya, where a chill might bother her, but a chayla, you can't do it. We also thought maybe dafka b'mayzak shaman, where it's cold. In b'mayzak shaman loy, but that's not true. It's Baruch Chiyav Avlam Shmuel. Heik is dam. Someone was mak is dam. And it's down and he got cold. Oislam adur b'shabes. I filled to go as Thomas. So you see, not only a yeledes, even someone who did bloodletting and he was feeling cold, and even in Tammuz, the halach is you're allowed to do it. Basically, if it's b'kuach nefesh, you're allowed to. Make a fire for someone and don't say, oh, just put in a few extra sweaters. That's the really chiddush of our Gemara. Why don't you tell him to put a blanket on? No, Teretz says if he's in matzav kuch nefesh and coals like of him, you're allowed to make a fire to warm him up. Oma meima, one more member of a sovereign dusa. Oma mehonam is sovei de pumpadis amru. The eldest one is said, itmar, ezu yashiru. When you see, they're going to say something halacha lemaisel on someone, on one of them on the amru. Itmar, ezu hasheristam. How do you know something about sheret tree? You didn't see anyone serving this tree. Make this tree into Avodah Zarah. How do you know it's Asherah tree? It doesn't have a sign in it. Amar Rav, you know what the siman is? Kol shekoyim rishayim reisa. If they have a security guard, the priests are watching it. They ain't toyim perisah. They wouldn't touch the peris. So it must be they. This is Avodah Zarah. They're so careful to watch it and not to eat it. It must be Avodah Zarah. That's one mahalach. But Shmuel Avak going to Amri Hani Tamir Lashichra the Beit Nitzafri the Shoshlo Biyameredam. It's more. You need more than that. You have to hear them saying that. These peiros are set aside to make beer for a certain varizara called the nitzafi, and they drink it on the day of the holiday. That's what Shmuel says. Va'omruli savit pumbedisa the helkas of Shmuel, and the savit pumbedisa said that we paskin like Shmuel. So that's the third memra, fourth memra of savit pumbedisa. We had the memra that tefach zofak. Well, we had a memra of kaddish. Tom, we had the memra of making a fire for a chaya or any chayla. And the fourth thing is that we pass in, this is the pshat in Asherah, if they say it's setting aside for a vizara.